Standing tall against a multinational corporate agenda. The Rick Smith Show.
Back to the Rick Smith Show. So I'm reading the newspaper this morning. I'm checking the news. I'm doing all of the scanning, and I come across a Fox article. Fox 43 has quoted Ken with two N's Marshall, the spokesperson for the Pennsylvania State System of Higher Education, and they quote him saying that APSCuff has agreed to our request to meet on September 29th and return to negotiations. Ken with two N's says, we're ready to stay at the table until an agreement is reached. This is too important for our students and faculty. And I'm going, really? Agreed to return to the table? I don't quite remember that being how it is. So I thought we'd ask the president of APSCuff, the Association of Pennsylvania State College and University Faculties, to come talk with us and see what's going on. Ken, thanks for taking time for us.
Well, thank you, Rick.
So am I getting this right? You've now agreed to their request to return to the table, and you're going to return to negotiating at their bequest? Is that what I'm getting?
You know, under normal circumstances, I would just laugh at that kind of thing. We propose dates, they propose dates. But, you know, it's gotten to be so serious, it's ridiculous. Of course, we've offered to meet with them. We're willing to meet, and I've repeated that over and over and over again. Yet they keep coming up with these comments that try to make them look good. For example, right when we were had broken off our last set of meetings, they said that we refused to meet until October, when they had offered us dates that they knew conflicted with times that we were going to be meeting over the weekend. They knew for weeks and weeks that we had legislative assembly where our delegates come together from all the universities on Friday and Saturday. They knew for weeks we told them that we were having our so-called strike school on Saturday and Sunday. Yet they threw those in, and they threw them in also with dates and times that my colleagues teach. So the my other fellow faculty members on the negotiations team. So they did this in a way that they knew we couldn't do it. We couldn't show up, and then they released it out there. And at some point you have to be wondering, you know, this is the state system of higher education. It's academia. You know, there should be some commitment to the pursuit of truth. That's what knowledge is supposed to be about. And I don't know why they're engaged in this games playing, but I wish, really, that they would spend as much effort focused on actually reaching a contract as they seem to do.
Now, is there any way of knowing, Ken, that maybe you know, is there any way of we, the taxpayers, to find out if the state system has employed any union-busting firms to advise them? Because I got to be honest, a lot of this sounds like classic union-busting tactics that you see in the private sector. So I'm curious, as a taxpayer, you know, are my tax dollars going to breaking up one, I think, a good union and a good faculty system in our Commonwealth?
Yeah, we're going to be filing right-to-know requests for all their legal counsel that they have done during this time period, because we have some of those same suspicions. We see, you know, them engaging in acts that look very similar to union-busting legislation. We see them taking steps that seem, you know, absurd on their face, but just seem to try to embarrass rather than reach a deal. And we see them putting out misinformation to students as well. So, I mean, there's that concern. But, you know, as a student paying tuition, I would be asking this question. First of all, why can't the chancellor speak for himself? Why do we have somebody that we're paying to go out and make these announcements? Where is the chancellor? I'm not sure anybody knows exactly where he is during all this. And why won't he comment on what he's doing there at the system and how, what kind of directions he's giving to their negotiations team? How much money are they spending on attorneys to come to the table and drag this out as long as they possibly can? Because it, really, if it's hundreds of thousands of dollars that are going to that rather than going into the classroom, that should be a pretty big concern for people.
Especially at this time when you're talking about major budget concerns, and if they're crying poverty, You know, the state, look, the state legislature has, you know, from the Corbett years forward, has starved the state system. If, you know, if they're crying poverty, I think wasting resources on something like that instead of sitting down at the bargaining table and coming to an honest agreement, it just seems to me to be kind of wasteful.
Yeah, I heard your yesterday Kevin Mahoney was on, and he was at our strike school, and he heard our attorney Stuart Davidson talk about the fact that our chancellor was at the appropriations hearing, and you know, he found time to say that, you know, we could save money by maybe closing or merging schools. He criticized our contract several different times, and you know, it really implied that he was going to be looking for ways to break up the our CBA and our union.
And I would argue not just the unions, but also the system. You know, I've heard talk of maybe privatizing some of them, you know, cutting some of them off to die. You know, I've heard some bizarre statements, and I'm curious if you're hearing the same thing.
Well, you know, I hear a lot of rumors about things, but, you know, one doesn't have to really be suspicious or believe in conspiracy theories. One just has to pay attention to the legislature and listen to what folks say. There aren't we have a lot of friends there. There are people who are very supportive. But there's a growing amount of people there who just don't believe in public higher education. And they would break up our system. They would privatize it. I mean, one has to wonder if you can remember back a couple of years when there was the forces wanting to break Westchester away, sort of to allow it to be private and leave the others behind, that there's that movement out there that really is anti-public higher education.
Oh, and it goes back to that whole privatization scheme. I mean, the idea that we the people, we the citizens of not just the Commonwealth, but of this country should hold no assets, that we should have no institution, everything should be in the hands of profiteers. And I look at this contract negotiation as I'm seeing it from the outside, and it looks like that's the ideology, that's the direction that the chancellor and the state system is attempting to pursue.
Well, you know, I don't want to get too, esoteric about things, but you can look at what it is that they're trying to do. Just if you look at the name change that they've had, right, where they've gone from the state system of higher education to Pennsylvania state system of higher education, now they just want to be the state system.
Yeah, it's all
so that. Where does higher education fit in that, you know, even? You know, you've got a bunch of people who aren't all that concerned about higher education, but we see increasingly this corporatization. I see increasingly this, even if you look at what their slogan was, where they were supposedly arguing for more money from the Commonwealth, it was, you know, invest in me. And they had pictures of students holding up signs saying, invest in me. And I'm all for investing in students, but nevertheless, that disregards higher education as a public good.
Right.
It's not just about those students. It's about the good that we all get for it. That the Commonwealth is a better place to live because we have highly educated people where we can attract better jobs, but on top of that, be better citizens and better parents and the rest. So that kind of narrow construction fits into this sort of corporate mentality that the students who are gaining the benefit, right, invest in them, they're gaining benefit. They should have to pay substantial portions for it rather than the Commonwealth contributing at the rates that it used to be.
Yeah, I mean, just today I had a conversation with my wife who came and asked, because now this has hit her Facebook feed and they're all of her friends are kind of kibitzing around with, you know, it's about the money and they're greedy. And my wife's like, no, it has nothing to do with really about money. It's about the direction and the direction of the system and of education in this state. And really, as you know, she's an alumni of Millersville University. It's about her degree as well. And she gets that. I think more people need to understand it's about saving the system and not just for the future, but also for the people who have graduated in the past, because the last thing you want is your degree to be associated with the kind of institutions that we see advertised at 3 o'clock in the morning on late night TV.
Right. And we just, you know, we're not going to sit idly by and watch them destroy public higher education in Pennsylvania. And we're going to do our part. And we really feel motivated by the fact that we're not just doing this for ourselves, we're doing it for our students, and we're doing it for our university. You know, students come and go. The chancellor, he will come and go, right? university presidents, they come and go, but the faculty is consistently there. We are the ones who care about those institutions on a long-term basis, and we have to preserve that. And I'm not going to even shy away from the fact that it is partly about salaries. Of course it's partly about salaries. But we have to compete in a nationwide market for faculty members. And so that means that these salaries have to remain competitive. So, you know, there has to be a proper balance, but it is not fair for the state system of higher education to come to its faculty and say, we know the other unions got these deals in this Commonwealth, but you get zero in the first year, zero in the second year, 1% halfway through the next year, and 1% halfway through the following year, and that's what you have to live with. Yeah, we can give you more, but then you have to give us back tens of millions of dollars in give back. That's not appropriate either. So I think, you know, we're very firm about the fact that our faculty have to be treated fairly, as just as we're very firm about it. We're not going to capitulate to changes in academic quality that we think are to the detriment of our students.
Last question I've got for you. Now, going forward, the hope is that a strike is averted. The hope that is that you guys tomorrow sit down and, you know, the idea of all of these radical changes that the state system has put forward suddenly find their way somewhere else. The hope is that goes away and we move forward and this academic year gets through. Any word from the governor's office about getting involved in this? Because at the end of the day, this can't look good for the governor either, right?
Well, I don't think it can look good for the governor. And every impulse, everything I've heard from the governor's office is that they're trying as hard as they possibly can to reach a resolution. I was glad to see last week they put out a statement saying that the governor is going to work very hard to make sure that there is a resolution. I have confidence that the governor is not going to let this go on to the end, but, you know, we can't, you know, I think that we are in a much better position if we stand up for ourselves and take the bull by the horns, and I think everyone else will line up if we're willing to put ourselves out there. And I have to say, too, I have been amazed by the amount of support that my colleagues have shown for us at the negotiations table. I am astonished, continually by the amount of support that we get from our students, and that's despite all the propaganda that's coming out of the state system of higher education. I feel like we are really fortunate and we benefit greatly from our student support, and in the end, we'll all be victorious. And when this is over, we'll all go about the business of trying to get more money for the state system.
There you go. Ken, I appreciate you taking some time for us. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Rick.
Great talking with you. Ken Mash, president of the Association of Pennsylvania State College and University Faculties at SCUF. We've got a link at therickSmithShow.com if you want to check out their website. Quick break right back after this. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
Through the door. It's desperate times, so desperate measures we explore. Marching on the Capitol to lobby leaders for involvement. 3,000 people screaming out,
where's our government?
Lawsuits and arraignments. Members under company surveillance. Public divided. Either they love us or they hate us. Profit billions off our backs, and it's still not enough. They should have took into account that we never give up. We'll be here.